It feels very good. It was a very exciting win. It was an opportunity to really show a lot of determination for this team. Things weren't going well early, but we kept fighting, kept believing in each other, and we were able to find a way at the end.
What changed in the second half?
I just think, you know, like I said, we kept fighting, we kept believing, and I think we were just more aggressive, and you know, we just went after it, and we had nothing to lose, and we're just going to go out and play till the last second.
How much stays very calm, very composed about the game? The start last week, did that help you a lot?
I think the start last week definitely helped me, just as far as managing a game, just as far as you know, how I'm going to communicate on the sidelines and what goes on, and what Coach McCoy is going to say until my helmet, and what I just got to know, and back and forth, the relationship with that. So I think it definitely helped a lot.
Jim, I know you don't, you know, take off on a play thinking this is going to be the end result, but can you just talk a little bit about how you're scrambling kind of lifts everyone up, you know, and something in college it seemed like the same.
Well, when you get an opportunity to make a play with your feet moving and then maybe hit a pass or maybe get a run, I think it definitely gets a crowd into it. It gets momentum going, and obviously it's another chunk play, and I think that'll provide a spark as well. And, you know, it's something different, and so I think it just brings more energy.
Can you take us through the touchdown run at the end of the game, fourth quarter, whatever you want?
Well, that play wasn't necessarily called for that coverage. It was supposed to be something different. It's what we anticipated, and they gave us blitz one instead of two Tampa, which they had been playing the whole time earlier in the game, and it was kind of like a fake QB run pop pass up the seam to Eddie, and they were playing blitz one, and it just wasn't a good play for that. And so, you know, as I saw it, I was just like, I got to make a smart play, nothing stupid. And so I was looking for a seam to kind of go up the middle, and then I kind of turned my back and I saw that backside end was crashed and McClady was on him, so I figured I could get around there. And then Jason Allen, the left corner, had his back turned and was just able to get in there.
So you were supposed to score on that play, you.
We were hoping to score on that play.
Did they last drive or like feeling the crowd, the atmosphere?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's not something that I'm just, you know, thinking about or trying to think about. It's just something that happens. The momentum's behind you. You know, that we were believing in each other. You know, we knew we had an opportunity to go down and give us a great shot to win the game, and we wanted to take advantage of it.
At the very end, where did you give that kid his hands? Is that a belt towel?
Yeah, I gave him my towel.
Say anything?
No, that does not say anything.
A couple days ago, you said that it's always an audition. What did you show today?
You know, I don't know necessarily what I showed, except that, you know, I'm someone that's going to play to the end, and I love this game, and I'm going to play it with all my heart. Anytime I get the opportunity, I'm going to play every second that I get as hard as I possibly can.
A lot of screens in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
What would it feel like in the second half to go out there and get to open it up?
Yeah, I think that was really good. I think we were able to soften them up a little bit when we started taking some chunks and throwing it back there, and the receivers just kept making plays and going up and getting the ball, and I think we were able to keep them a little bit more off balance in the second half as well.
You know, the play calls are what they are, and obviously the swing passes and screen passes early, you know, you have to call them because that's the play that's sent in, but were you happy to just be able to throw the ball down the field?
Well, I think we all thought that it was the right time to really be aggressive and throw it down the field. And yes, I really enjoy it. I enjoy taking shots, keeping them off balance. And if they start bailing, then we'll just hit our checkdowns like we were able to in that last drive when Buck caught the third down, got a first down, and we were able to hit a few more jab on the crossing route. And so I think that really helped.
Why were you guys more successful in third down today than last week? I know that's one.
We were just able to execute. I think our plan was really good on third down, and I think, you know, for the most part, there were still opportunities in the first half where we were in third and longer, and it's always hard to convert when you're in third and longer, but when you're able to give yourself a third and medium, third and short, that's when you can put yourself in a position to make plays and get the first down.
When you thought about playing pro football, is this kind of what you envisioned?
I think when I think about playing football, period, this is what I envision.
This win, you got eliminated from the number one draft pick. you took it in your own hands. Any thoughts on that?
Not really. I haven't really thought about it, period. So.
Are you expecting to start next week?
I'm not sure. I think that's whatever the coaches want to do. I'll just try to go and practice as hard as I can and be ready if I'm given the opportunity.
I think you've earned the opportunity.
I don't know. That's not necessarily up to me, and I try to only worry about what I can control, and that's my attitude, effort, and focus, and that's how I try to prepare for this week.
Tim, how would you compare this win and how you felt after this game compared to some of the huge games you played in college?
Well, I think the adrenaline high and the crowd and the come from behind, it was a lot of fun. I was blessed in college to have a lot of very fun wins and unique experiences, but this is definitely pretty special as well. My first time to be able to play here at Mile High, and the way the fans were supporting us and behind us the whole game, and to be able to come from, I think we were down 17-0 and win that game was pretty cool.
I saw you clutching the football on the way into the locker room. You didn't want to let that go?
No, I'll probably hold on to that one. So, yeah, that's definitely one I'm going to keep.
Did something go through your mind after the first interception? You went right down the field.
Did something go through my mind? Yeah, like, it's a terrible decision. That's the first thing that went through my mind. But, we had a good first drive going. We had the momentum. And then, I made a bad throw, bad decision. And then we didn't have the momentum. And I think if, I was able to execute better at the end of that drive and not make that throw, then I think, we might have had a better result in the first half.
Can that catch up Brandon Lloyd made? I know you made a bunch of great catches all year, but where does that rank as far as?
Which one?
The one where you just out-jumped Allen.
I don't really know. I didn't see it as I was throwing. I kind of got tackled. So that was just – but that was me just honestly just trusting him and talking all week long. If you got a shot, you're going to – you have better legs and you're going to go get it pretty much over anybody you go against. And so I was just trusting him. He made a great play.
Can you go over this answer again? Are you looking for, the littlest kid you can find? What do you –
I don't know. I think you'll notice a kid who maybe reminds me of you, who's just so excited and loves it and something that he'll cherish. So I think that's probably what I'm looking for. I don't know.
Why do you do that?
Well, if it's an opportunity running off the field and to give a kid just something that is not necessarily that expensive or anything nice to me, but if it can help a kid and make a kid feel special and feel thankful. I remember if I would have been sitting in the front row and Danny Werfel would have went by and done that to me, that would have been special. So if I could, make some kid's Christmas a little bit better and think about what is the true reason of Christmas and why we're here, and that's definitely even more important than winning that game, for me at least.
Did you get that as Christmas present?
Would you like it? It might look good on you. In the spirit of Christmas, I'll give it to you. Absolutely.
Tim, on that first drive, was there a miscommunication on the route for the interception?
No, it was just my fault. I should have either given him a different ball, a ball where only he could have gotten or had been out of bounds, or just, pulled it down and tried to hit my check down or run or throw it away. It just wasn't a good decision. I didn't need to force it. It was first down, and it was a bad decision.
Tim, you can describe as calm, cool, collected. Do you get nervous in big moments like that when you're down, you got a chance to drive down, first down about big three? Did you get nervous in moments like that?
To be honest, not necessarily in moments like that. That's when the adrenaline is going. That's when you're excited. That's when you get these unbelievable opportunities to have dreams come true in games like this and playing for Denver Broncos. And I mean, it doesn't really get any better than that. I get nervous before the game, before it even starts, or in practice for the whole week leading up because I can't wait for it to get here. But in moments like that, I just love them and try to just take everything in.
When you're down, Tim, 17-0 at half, do you have input with McCoy saying, hey, let's open it up, let's go deep?
I mean, we talk, but, it's just more of what they're seeing and what Coach Ben and everyone's seeing in the box and how we're going to approach it and the adjustments that we're going to make. So it's more just taking their input.
What's your reaction when you see that the plan after halftime is to come out and be less conservative and try something down?
Well, I was excited about that, to be able to take some shots and be aggressive. I think that was going to open it up, and I think they knew that as well, and I think we're just waiting for the right time.
Cushing, you had a couple licks in on you. How did you come out of the game there physically?
Oh, I feel pretty good. So, yeah, my spirits are up and my body's feeling good as well. So,
did you get a lot of trash talk because of how popular you are, and do you ever –
go back at them?
No, I'm not a very big trash talker. I might throw in a God bless or good game or something like that. But but no, I don't really talk too much trash.
What's the reaction that you usually get when you throw in a God bless?
It's mostly in like a silly situation when I'm stuck under the pile and like eight guys on top of me or something like that, and you know, some guys might just blow it off, and honestly probably most of them laugh.
What was that in the huddle before the last drive? What was the mood like?
You know, it's just, we have an opportunity to go win this game, let's get it done. And that was kind of the attitude and the momentum. We had it all and we were believing in each other, and we were able to go get it done.
All right, thank you, Tim.
All right, thank y'all. God bless.